to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome.
This podcast is the sermon for April 7th, 2024, the second Sunday of Easter, by Reverend Eric Williams.
It is such a joy today to be baptizing Juniper, who is a fourth generation member of St. Philip's as of today. Her great-grandmother Marjorie is here. I won't introduce the whole family. They're over here. Hopefully you could meet them after church. But we're so glad to be with her big sister, Magnolia. Hi, Magnolia. And baptism is such a wonderful occasion for us as Christians, because it's an opportunity for us to kind of remember what this is all about, right? In a baptism service, we go back to the beginning. We renew our baptismal promises. We go back and rehearse what is it that we got ourselves into. And just to be clear, this is what we're getting Juniper into. She's committing herself to Jesus Christ. She is being accepted as formally as a member of God's family. And then the baptismal covenant spells out how she's supposed to live the rest of her life. And it's a reminder to us of how we are supposed to live our life. And it means often a change from the way that the world expects us to live. This is the point of our gospel reading today. I love Doubting Thomas. He gets a bad rap, but Doubting Thomas is like you and me. He doesn't want to just take things on faith. He wants to see the evidence. Show me the evidence. He says, I don't trust you guys. You're a bunch of weird, you know, his friends, these disciples who've been with him for 3 years. Like, I'm not sure I believe you. You said you saw Jesus, but maybe that was just wishful thinking. I want to see for myself. And Jesus shows up for Thomas. Wouldn't that be great if when we had questions and doubts, God just showed up like that and said, okay, here I am. Put your finger in the mark of the nails. Put your hand in my side. I will prove to you that I am real. And Thomas is like, okay, now I believe. And Jesus says, you know, Thomas, there is a change that you still need to go through, right? We believe, and Thomas believes, that seeing is believing. That once we see something and have the evidence, then we'll believe it. But Jesus says there's a better way. And that way is that you need to believe so that you can see. One of the ways that we are wired as human beings is that we tend to only accept information that we already kind of agree with. You see this in politics, you see it in families, you see it all over the place. We tend to only take in what we already think is right. And Jesus says, no, that's not the way. You need to see with the eyes of faith. You need to see with the eyes that are open to the light of God. Think of it this way. Tomorrow, you're going to look at the eclipse, aren't you? I know you are. But how are you going to look at the eclipse? Are you going to look staring straight at the sun? No. That's all this hyped eclipse stuff has taught me one thing. Do not look at the eclipse with the naked eye, right? Whatever you're doing, don't do that. Get yourself a cereal box. This was one technique. And cut out the back and put a nice little paper there and a pinhole, and then look at it through that. Or get special eclipse glasses, right? Because we need to see in a certain way. To be able to see the amazingness of the eclipse, we need to look in a certain way. And so it is with our faith. We need to be able to see with the eyes of faith. Jesus invites Thomas to change his way of looking, to see that God is active in the world, to see that, yes, Jesus is raised from the dead, and all the things you thought were real and true have been turned on their head. God is doing amazing things with you and with the world. And that is what I hope for little Juniper. You know, right now, she's at the age where she is learning at the fastest rate of her life. She will never again be a better learner than she is right now. Look at her. She's taking everything in. Her brain is just making all these connections. She's just soaking in the world with the eyes of wonder and delight. She has not yet learned to be suspicious, to be biased, and to be closed-minded. She hasn't gotten that yet. She's still in the just bring it on world. Everything is amazing. Now, when she needs to be changed, she lets people know, right? There's moments of crankiness, I'm sure, right, Laurel? Oh, yeah. But we're glad right now she's doing great. She thinks this church thing is okay. What if we had that same ability? What if our eyes were so enlightened by God's grace that we were able to have that same attitude, to see not a world full of suspicion and danger and fear and anxiety, but a world full of the light of God? What if we were able to look at other people and see the shining light of the image of God in each one of them? What if we could look beyond any of the categories that we tend to label people with? What if we were able to look beyond our suspicious nature and our fear of what is different? What if we were able to see as Juniper sees? What if we were able to see as God sees? What if our lives could be so transformed by God's grace that we were able to live with love, with hope, with joy, and with a sense of God's peace and abundance? I think that's our call. It's going to be hard because we've been conditioned to look in other ways, but we need to cling through our Christian faith, through renewing ourselves in these baptismal promises, through experiencing the power of God's love in church, in nature, in the awesomeness of nature. I hope, for me, I remember the eclipse in 2017. I was looking, there's a way to see the eclipse through the leaves of a tree. You know, instead of looking up, you look down and you see in the shadows of the leaves the eclipse happening. It was, to me, breathtaking to see the power and majesty of God's nature revealed in this way. And I hope that we can have that sense of awe and wonder and love that God promises us and gives us in his Son Jesus, that God called Thomas to and each one of us. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. But I'll say one final thing. It's not that we haven't seen. It's that we're called to see every day the revelation of the presence and power and love of God. We see it today in Juniper, and we see it in one another. We see it in God's creation, and hopefully we will be able to hold on to that vision and to live the lives that God so hopes for her and for us. Amen.